Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim has signaled more delays in his bid to topple the government of Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi. Anwar has repeatedly claimed to have enough defectors from the government ruling coalition to oust the government, but several self-imposed deadlines to seize power have passed without results. In a statement released Wednesday, Anwar asked Malaysians for patience and said bringing down the government was a huge task and he wanted it done within the law. Political analyst from Malaysia's Monash University, Wong Chin Wat, says Anwar may not have the necessary defectors to bring the government down.
I suspect that this is what he's trying to hint by him saying that don't fix a date, be patient. He's basically saying that his strategy of getting a number of defectors to start snowballing effect, that strategy is not paying off now. It's not effective.
Wong says there may be a window of opportunity for Anwar to push his bid for power on October 18th when Parliament convenes.
If he has a number, I suppose that the best thing, the easiest thing for him to do is to defeat the government budget bill. So I think he would actually lie low now. If he has a number, he perhaps would pull it off on late October. Now, I mean, by defeating the budget bill, that is effectively a no-confidence vote on the government. I think, like it or not, his failure in fulfilling his plan has eroded a bit of his credibility.
Anwar is also fighting charges he sodomized his male aide, a crime punishable in Malaysia by up to 20 years in jail. Anwar denies the sodomy charges and says they are politically motivated to stop him from bringing down the government. Wednesday, Anwar's lawyers argued against moving his case to the High Court because they believe the judge might be biased against him. The case was adjourned until October 7th. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.